Say a silent prayer.
请大家低头默祷。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I testify.
奉主耶稣圣名，我在这边做见证。
When I heard that the next spiritual convocation is coming up, I thought it's a good opportunity to share with members in Garden Grove Church, whom I consider as a spiritual family.
那当我知道在下一个灵恩会即将到临的时候，那时候我就想说，这是一个很好的机会，那我可以和园林教会的弟兄姐妹们，就是我属灵的家庭，跟他们分享一段见证。
It's the up and downs of what happened a few years back and leading to how it all panned out today under God's plan.
那这是关于, 一个神的计划在前几年前所发生的事情一直到现在的情况。
So looking back, I can only thank God for his wonderful, amazing plan he has shown to my family and to me.
那所以现在回想这件事情，我真的很感谢神，他的慈爱，那他是怎么带领我，还以及我的家人。
So some of you know what I went through, some of my friends know what I went through last year and why I was gone back to Singapore for a long time.
那所以我一些比较熟的朋友，他们知道为什么我之前去年的时候有段时间不在美国，然后为什么回去。
And I want to thank each one of you and for your prayers for my father and for my mother.
那我想要感谢大家，帮我的爸爸，还有妈妈的代祷。
Because this is a really long testimony. It has 7 pages, so I'm really trying to try very my best to keep it within the testimony session.
那因为我有7页，所以我的这个见证很长，所以我试着在这短的时间，我想把这个见证和大家分享。
So I'm going to backtrack a little bit about my family background.
所以我想要回溯到，首先先讲到我的家庭背景。
My mom was the sole believer in the family when a church sister from TJC preached to her.
那由于当时是一位教会的姐妹传福音给我妈妈，所以我妈妈当时是家中唯一的信徒。
That was when she was very young. And then she brought my grandmother and all my aunts to the TJC.
那那时候他还小，然后之后他就带领我的外婆，还有我的一些阿姨们来到真耶稣教会。
My dad was not a believer, but he would never object or prohibit us from going to church consistently and getting baptized.
那我的爸爸他本身不是信徒，但是我和家人来到教会的时候，他并不会阻止我们，但是他一直都没有受洗。
He would never object us getting baptized.
然后他当时呢，也没有反对我们在教会受洗。
So we would go to church without him. But then gradually he decided to follow us to church service.
那所以当时我们就是会一起去教会，那慢慢的他就决定说他也想和我们一起参加聚会。
However, he would just not get baptized whenever we push on the subject.
那但是每次我们提到要受洗的这话题时，那他都还是一直不愿意受洗。
So we thought that maybe he wanted to respect his grandmother, who was a staunch Buddhist.
所以那时候我们想说他不受洗的原因，可能是因为他想要尊敬我奶奶的意见，因为我奶奶是一位很虔诚的佛教徒。After
my grandmother on my dad's side passed away, some members and some deacons encouraged my dad to consider baptism again.
那所以之后奶奶过世以后，那有一位有一些教会的传道跟执事，他们就鼓励我爸爸要受洗。So
they would say things like, "We always call you." Uncle Leon or Mr. Leon, when are we going to call you Brother Leon?
所以他们就说，我们常常都是叫你，称呼你梁先生。那什么时候才有机会可以称呼你是梁弟兄呢？
So, but my dad would smile and he just brush it off.
那我爸爸每次听到这样的话题，他都只是笑一笑。
Of course, we always pray for him.
那当然，我们都一直的不断的为他祷告。
But it almost seems like we lost hope in him.
但是
just continue to let him be.
有时候好像我们就已经有点放弃了，就让他保持现状。
We just deep down we wanted him to be part of the spiritual family in church and feel our family is not complete.
但是在内心深处，我们还是想要他加入这个属灵的家庭。那当时还是觉得我们家庭因为这样并没有完整。
So when I visited Taiwan in the year 2007 with my sister.
那所以在2007年的时候，那时候我和我的妹妹去了台湾。
So we were just on a vacation, and then we received a text from my 5th aunt.
那时候我们是在度假，那突然就从我的5阿姨收到了一封短信。
Her text was, "Come back to Singapore. Your dad decided to get baptized."
那那封简讯的内容是说，赶快回来新加坡，因为你爸爸决定要受洗了。
So we saw the text.
那时候我们看到这封简讯的时候,
we were very overwhelmed with emotions. We broke down in tears and we hugged each other.
那时候我们看到了我们情绪非常的激动, 那我就抱着我妹妹, 我们就抱在一起痛哭。
This must be the most important text that we receive in our life.
那这个简讯真的是在一生之中最重要的一封简讯。
Because we've been waiting for this moment.
因为我们一直都在等, 这个时刻的来临。
But because I was in Taiwan, I already took 2 weeks off. That means I have to fly back to the U.S. and tell my boss.
那因为那时候已经, 请了2个礼拜的假期到了台湾, 那所以就表示说我要先飞回美国, 然后要跟我的上司说这件事。
So I have to apply another time off to fly back to Singapore to witness my dad's baptism.
所以表示说我要再次的请假, 然后呢要飞回新加坡, 这样子我才可以参加我父亲的洗礼。
But thank God, my boss, he let me go back.
那感谢神啊,我的上司他准许我请这个假。
So I literally had to fly back over the weekend for a few days during the weekend for his baptism and then fly back to the US.
所以那时候我就在周末的时候呢,就赶快飞回去参加他的洗礼,然后之后再赶快飞回来上班。
I cannot miss this moment in my lifetime.
因为我觉得在我一生当中,我不能错过这样的机会。
This is the we all been waiting for, and my mom said she's been waiting for my dad to get baptized for 45 years.
因为这都是我们一直期待, 的时刻, 那我妈妈还说她已经等了这个时刻, 等了45年。
So for those whose family members is yet to be baptized, it could be your spouse, your relative, your parents, your children, just don't give up hope.
所以, 在座的, 如果你还有, 兄弟姐妹, 亲戚, 或者是另外一半, 等等, 没有受洗的话, 那你千万不要放弃。
God has a different timing and a reason for the person.
那因为神对那个人一定有他自己的时间, 还有他自己的, 旨意。
So because I found out later on my dad loved to sing in the choir, and that was maybe one of the reasons that compelled him to consider getting baptized.
那后来我发现我爸爸非常喜欢唱诗歌, 所以当时他想要受洗, 其中原因可能是因为这个。
He would love to, he wanted to serve God, but because he wasn't a member, he would join my mom for rehearsal, but he wasn't able to sing.
那因为他想要在这一方面服侍神, 但是因为他不是信徒, 所以他只会和我妈妈一起练诗, 但是他不能献诗。
So it's amazing how God works when humans fail.
所以可以看到就是在人, 不行的时候, 在神他的大能, 他的, 这个奇妙的工作。
And now I'd like to talk about my dad's battle with his vocal cord cancer.
那所以再来我想和大家分享是, 我父亲他这个声带癌争斗的故事。
It was the beginning of the year 2012 that when I visit my parents, I start to notice my dad is losing his voice.
那在2012年初, 当我去拜, 看我父母亲的时候, 我发现我爸爸的声音好像渐渐的没有了声音。
So it became really raspy. There are days that he could speak, and there are days that the voice just doesn't come out.
那所以就是有时候有几天他是可以说话, 那有几天他声音非常的沙哑, 都说不出话来。
You know, as they're getting old, the last thing they want is to go to a doctor.
那因为他们年纪都已经大了, 所以他们不喜欢看医生。
He was not keen to go for the checkup, but I kind of forced him. So after much persuasion, I scheduled him an appointment with the ENT, which is the ear, neck, and throat department.
那所以呢,就是, 之后我就不断地说服我的父亲, 然后最后终于说服了他去看耳鼻喉科。
So the doctor did a scope where the tube, it's so long and it goes all the way down from the nose, because if you go through the mouth, you would gag.
那所以呢,他就是要造一个造影器,那那个造影器是从, 鼻子里面插进去, 然后一直到喉咙里面。
So you go from the nose all the way down to the vocal cord, which is from this distance.
那所以呢,就是从鼻子里面插管,一直插到这个声带的地方。
So I can tell it's not a pleasant experience because he was so nervous and it's hard to breathe and they need him to relax.
那我知道那样子的经验一定很不好,因为那时候他非常的紧张, 然后有, 呼吸困难, 然后那边的工作人员都叫他不要放轻松, 不要那么紧张。
Because if you breathe, your vocal cords tighten, they can't see what's going on. It has to open up.
那因为当时, 他们要, 要他放轻松一点, 这样子他的声带才会开, 这样他们才可以看得到里面的状况。
So we saw it from the TV, and sure enough, there were some white lesions that that was growing on both sides of the vocal cord.
那所以那时候我们就从电视里面的影像可以看到说，在他的声带的两旁有一些白色病变的细胞。
So, January 31st, 2013, the doctor scheduled him to carry out a biopsy.
所以在2013年的1月31号，那时候医生就帮他安排了时间要做切片的检查。
The result was stage 1 cancer.
那所以呢，到最后发现他有癌症初期。
The treatment was to go through radiation because chemo was not an option because of his advanced age.
那当时医生建议说要做放射性治疗，因为他年纪已经大了，所以不适合做化疗。
So during the time I was still in U.S., so I rely a lot on my sister to give me some updates.
那因为那时候我还是在美国，所以我都是靠着我的妹妹告诉我爸爸的近况。
My dad was very diligent in going to the radiation to do the radiation for 5 weeks. He was very diligent. He would go every day.
那所以呢，在那个期间，我爸爸他就常常的要去医院做放射性的治疗。那总共五个礼拜，他每一天都要去。
So it goes through 10 to 20 minutes of lying down through a mask so that the radiation will just, you know, be the focus on his neck.
那放射性治疗每次大概是十要到二十分钟，然后他要戴一个面具面罩，因为这样子的话，这个放射治疗是主要是集中在他的脖子的部分。
So the last day of the radiation happened to be his 80th birthday.
那他最后一天做放射性治疗后，刚好那一天又是他的八十岁大寿。
So I flew back because we wanted to kind of celebrate his birthday where we had had it in a restaurant. We invited all his friends. It's almost like to, you know, like something that was completed for us.
那所以呢，那时候我就飞回新加坡，我帮我爸爸办了一个他的这个生日，八十大寿的一个。庆宴，然后请了其他的很多的朋友来。那这是我和我妹妹我们想要做的。
It was very meaningful and special as I was thinking that my dad has so many good friends that show up, and sometimes I wonder how many of us at the age of 80 would still have a lot of close friends that show up on our birthday.
那我觉得那一天很有意义，也很特别。那因为那一天的确我爸爸有很多好朋友都有来参加。那因为我在想，就是通常到了八十几岁，他还会有多少的朋友来参加你的生日呢？
So his voice started to come back, and he went back to work in IKEA again.
那所以慢慢的他声音又回来了，所以他又回到 IKEA 工作。
I was very happy to see him happy doing his usual routine.
那我很高兴可以看到他回到他的日常作息。
In September 2015, however, when he went for a scope and a remission checkup,
那在九月的2015年，他又回去再次做了一个造影的检查。
The doctor detected some abnormalities, so he had to do another biopsy again.
那在后来医生发现又有异常，所以他又要再做一次的切片检查。
As we live apart from our family members, the fear of receiving bad news across 1,000 miles, it's always the back of our mind.
那因为当你离你的家人很远的时候，你就住在几千英里外的地方，当你收到了，就很怕收到家里面的坏消息。
So when my sister informed me that the cancer came back and was more aggressive this time, it really saddens me.
所以当我收到我妹妹的消息说这个癌症又复发了，然后这一次的侵略性更严重，那时候听到了后非常的伤心。
Basically, his vocal cords start growing tumors, and they're getting bigger and bigger to the point of obstructing his air passage.
所以，那当时他的声带的地方呢，就开始长了这个肿瘤。那肿瘤大到呢，可能会挡到他的呼吸道，所以他变成呼吸会有困难。
And they actually bought their tickets to fly to the U.S. to visit me, but that got canceled because the doctor advised that he's not fit to fly.
那时候其实他们都已经买好了机票，本来打算要一起来美国探望我。那因为这样子，所以医生建议他们说，那你们不要就取消这一趟的旅行。
Because he might have difficulty breathing, and that will be a risk to his life.
因为医生说他可能会有呼吸困难，那这样的话对他的生命会有风险。
When my sister heard what the doctor said, she actually went to a corner and she started crying.
那当我妹妹听到医生跟她讲这样的消息的时候，她就到了一个角落旁，然后就开始哭。
My dad went looking for her and he comforted her and said, he went to comfort her.
那我爸爸呢就去找我妹妹，然后我爸爸就安慰了我妹妹。
It's amazing that he's taking it so well, and he's willing to accept whatever will happen because it's God's will for him. And he said that he lived a good life and he's ready to go.
那所以就是很奇妙的是，我爸爸那时候竟然可以这么的镇静，然后他安慰我妹妹，跟我妹妹说，哦，他已经活了一个很好的一生，然后他准备好了，他觉得他可以走了。
So what we worried about, what's the next step is going to be? He actually shared with me and my sister a dream that he had when he was doing the biopsy in the hospital.
那所以呢，之后我们就不知道说再来应该怎么办。然后我爸爸他和我们分享说，当他在做一个切片检查时，他有梦到一个梦。
And he dreamt that he walked into a very beautiful garden.
那他说在梦里面，他梦到他走进一个非常漂亮的花园。
It was hard to describe the flowers and the environment around him, but he's so happy there, and he was admiring this garden.
那他说很难用言语描述那边的风景或那边的花长的样子，但是他觉得说那边非常的好，然后他就在欣赏那边的风景。
And he wanted to be there. He wanted to be there, and he got really disappointed when he opened his eyes. He saw that it was the hospital bed in front of him.
那他很想要留在那边，所以当他再次张开他眼睛，看到他眼前有一个病床的时候，他有点沮丧。
So this dream actually comforted us, really comforted us.
那听到了他的这个异梦，就真的是非常的安慰了我跟我妹妹的心。
We still decided to seek a second opinion, just to be safe.
那但是我们那时候还是想听听看其他医生的建议。
So the other doctor also suggested the only way is to have total laryngectomy.
那所以呢，另外一位医生他的意见是呢，也要做全部的喉咙切除术。
Total laryngectomy is to remove the entire vocal cord organs all the way down, all the way around your throat area.
那所以呢，这个喉咙切除术呢，就是等于是把喉咙里面的所有的组织全部都移除掉。
So I don't know if anyone are familiar with the process. Basically, they cut a hole in your neck. So this is where you breathe.
那所以呢，不知道有没有人就是听过这个手术。首先，他会在你的这个脖子地方，他会切一个口，然后呢，把管子插进去，然后呢，你就是这样子用这样的方式呼吸。
So most normal people, when they eat, we go through our throat and all the way from our vocal cord down to the windpipe.
那因为通常我们吃东西的时候，我们食物经过我们的这个声带这个食道的地方，然后一直到我们的气管。
But for him now, they block the front and they create another hole from the back of his neck. So the passage goes down from the back and still goes to the stomach.
那所以呢，那他的这个手术呢，就是要把他这个前面的这个口呢，通口要先把它堵住，然后之后呢，再这个口的后脖子后面再开另外一个通道，所以这样食物呢可以从后面进去，然后呢到你的胃部。
So his nose is pretty much useless. This is where he breathed. So he had to carry a card that said, in case of emergency, do not press this hole because then he would suffocate.
所以就变成说他不再是用鼻子呼吸，他是用这里呼吸。所以呢，他呢就要带着一张卡，就是在紧急状况的时候给人家看说，说有紧急状况时，请不要按住这边，因为这边是我呼吸的地方。
Because he cannot speak.
那因为他变得不能说话了。
So the survival, that's the only option now, is because the cancer was contained and it has not spread to the part of other parts of the body.
那这个是当时我们有的。这个有的选择，因为当时他的癌细胞还没有扩张到身体的其他地方。
The survival rate is promising, but yeah, the only setback is he will not be able to speak.
那所以呢，这一个手术的成功率还蛮高的。那只是说呢，做完这个手术，他就不再能说话。
We still pray a lot in this matter because of his advanced age. There will still be a risk in the operation.
那但是我们还是努力的为这件事情祷告，因为他已经年纪很大了，所以还是会有风险。
Before the night of the surgery, we had a small service at our house where we sing his favorite hymns and share a few words of encouragement with him.
那所以在他手术的前一个晚上，在我们家我们就有一个小小的家庭聚会，然后我们就唱一些他喜欢的诗歌，然后呢又在讲一些鼓励他的话。
I told him he was the best father God has given me.
那我告诉他说，他是神赐给我的一位最好的爸爸。
I at that point I'm not sure what tomorrow will unfold, but I wanted to share my gratitude and my love to him, that we truly appreciate all that he has done.
那个时候，因为在那个时候我不确定明天会怎么样，所以呢，我就和他表达了我的感激之情，然后呢，很感谢他。对我和妹妹所做的所有的事。
Because as Asians, we tend to be very reserved. We don't share the words with our parents that we love them, we appreciate them.
那因为身为东方人，我们的情感比较保留，所以我们不会和我们的父母亲表达说我们多爱他，我们多感激他。
But at that point, if he goes through the surgery tomorrow, something might happen. I rather say it now than never.
那但是呢，因为明天他将要动手术，我不知道会发生什么事，所以呢，我就想要利用这个机会和他说，要不然可能以后就没有机会了。
So the surgery takes 6 hours to complete, and he was in the ICU the whole night.
那所以呢，这个手术总共长达6个小时，然后他一整个晚上都在那个重症病房。
So when he was pushed out of the operating bed, he had a very deep cut, and he looks very, it was very serious.
那所以呢，当他被推出手术室的时候，他在这个地方呢有一个很深的这个刀疤，但是看起来好像很严重，他看起来很脆弱。
So he was hospitalized for 4 weeks.
那所以呢，之后他就住院住了4个礼拜。
So during the stay in the hospital, our family and their church members from Singapore Church would come and visit him and pray with him.
那所以在那段时间呢，我们家人哦，还有在新加坡的兄弟姐妹呢，都会来看他，探访他。
I have to learn how to do tube feeding because that's the only food he can take. He can't take solid food.
那时候呢，我就要学习怎么用怎么帮他用这个鼻管，因为呢，他当时不能吃固体的食物。
The only thing he can take is milk that flows from his nose all the way down to his stomach.
那因为他那时候呢只能喝牛奶，那牛奶呢是从这个鼻子进去，一直从管子从鼻子进去，然后一直流到他的胃。
He had to be fed every 2 hours, 6 times a day.
那他每两个小时我就要喂他一次，然后一天呢要喂他6次。
Because I was homebound and I learned how to do the tube feeding from how the nurse showed me.
那因为所以那个时候我都不能出去，然后那个我就向护士学习说怎么样喂我爸爸。用鼻管喂我爸爸。
So tube feeding is you have to make sure that the pH level is at the ideal situation, and you have to aspirate him.
那所以呢，就是在用鼻管的时候呢，你要确定说这个酸碱值呢是酸碱值是正常的。
Yeah, it can't be too acidic.
因为不能太酸，酸性不能太强。
Yeah, so it's something I feel like I've learned now.You know, from what they taught me.
所以呢，就是这些医疗人员就这样教我，然后我就向他们学习。
And I slowly see that he had recovered, and that was really, it was totally worth it.
那所以慢慢
I see that he recovered slowly.
那慢慢的我就看到他康复了，那所以我都觉得做这一切都值得。
And his tube was removed, and he could take soft food again.
然后慢慢的他就可以把这个管子移掉，然后就可以开始吃一些比较软的食物。
I wanted to add on that during after he was discharged, the Singapore choir members visited him and sang a few hymns with him.
那所以我还想再加一点，那时候他出院后，新加坡的诗班呢就有来探访他，然后呢，跟他唱几首诗。
And this was the first time I saw him breaking into tears because he was so touched.
那是我第一次看到我爸爸流眼泪，因为他非常的感动。
Because we were just singing and then suddenly he just broke down and later on I asked him.Are you touched by the love?
那所以呢，我们就是唱诗到突然他就开始一直哭，所以事后我就问他说，那时候你是因为很感动，因为感受到我们的爱吗？
And he nodded his head.
然后他就点头。
So while God was gracious to my dad, he also arranged an opportunity for me to take on a new job.
那所以呢，当时我神呢就是恩典带我爸爸，那同时也带领我让我找到一份新的工作。
And this job has one of the global office located in Singapore.
那呢，这一份工作呢，他在新加坡呢也有一个分公司。
Well, I prayed very hard to get this job, knowing that's a possibility, that you know I could work there.
那所以当时我努力的为这份工作祷告，因为我想说我可能有机会回到新加坡工作。
So I really thank God that, it worked out.
所以我很感谢神，就是一切都顺利。
I told my boss that I have to take leave of absence to go back for my dad.
那时候我和我的上司说，我需要回去看我爸爸，所以我需要先 不能工作一段时间。
And again, I think God moved the heart of my boss, and he allowed me, and he was very understanding.
那所以我想，当时神真的感动了我的这位上司，所以呢，他就是非常的能理解我的状况。
And all he said was, "Family come first."
然后他还
work is secondary.
他还跟我说，那这个工作呢放第二位，那把家庭放第一顺位。
So with that, I took the leave of absence. But they only allowed me to take only 3 months.
所以那时候呢，我就跟他请了三个月的假，那最多也只有三个月。
And after that, I wasn't ready to head back to the U.S.
但是三个月后，我还是没有办法回到美国。
So I said if I actually wanted to see how their decision is, and thank God they suggested that I work off Singapore office.
那时候本来在想说他们会如何的安排，那但是感谢神之后，他们首先先跟我讲说，我可以在新加坡的分公司工作。
Because to me, if I have to lose my job, it's okay.
因为当时对我来讲，就算失去了这一份工作也没有关系。
But then he arranged with the HR, the human resource, to set up an office so that I can actually work there on a part-time basis.
那但是呢，之后呢，这上司呢，他就跟新加坡的人事处联络，然后呢，就说让我在新加坡工作。
So I can take care of my dad and still keep my job.
所以呢，当时呢，我可以一边照顾我爸爸，同时又可以工作。
I realized that when you set your heart to take care of your family and willing to risk your job.
所以呢，我就发现说，当你愿意就是牺牲你自己的工作，然后呢，把你来愿意来把照顾家人放第一顺位的时候
，God will take care of you。
那神同时他也会照顾你。
Through the process of my father's in and out of the hospital，
那所以在我的父亲这样子进出医院当中
，and going through so many rounds of biopsies and surgeries。
然后当时他需要做很多次的这个切片检查，还有这个一些手术。
He has never shown any negativity or signs of despair, at least not in front of me.
那时候在我的面前，我的父亲他都没有很多负面的情绪，然后也没有感觉说很没有希望。
Of course, it is natural to worry, but all I see of him is always a smile, and he's always so positive.
那当然，在那个时候，这个会担心是难免的。但是呢，我每次都是看到我爸爸他对我的微笑。
I watch how he was mentally strong to go through what he went through during the 5 weeks.
那我可以看到，在那五个礼拜当中，我父亲他的意志是多么的坚强。
Because he wanted to get well and come to the U.S.
因为他很想要赶快康复，他想要来美国。
When I visit him every day, I would find that he would pray, and he would listen to church hymns.
那当每次当我去医院探访他的时候，我都可以看到他在祷告，或者是他在听教会的诗歌。
And sometimes I take some time and I walk around the hospital ward.
那有时候呢，我就会就是在医院的一些病房，我就会在那边散步一下。
And I saw 3 other patients who suffered the same condition as my dad.
那时候我看到有另外三位病患，那他们的这个情况和我的父亲一样。
I'm not sure what it is, but I always feel that I see a difference.
那我不知道为什么，就从这些病患中和我的爸爸当中，我看到了不同的地方。
Because I saw that my father had the Lord Jesus in his life.
因为我看到了父亲他的生命中有主耶稣基督。
And which is very different from the other patients.
所以呢，他跟其他的病患不太一样。
Even the doctor was saying that my dad was such a good patient.
甚至医生也跟我说，我爸爸是一位非常好的病人。
Even though he has difficulty speaking,
那虽然他在讲话的时候有困难。
I see that he still finds the hope to live and the strength to go on with his life.
那我还是可以看到说他在这个，他还是有这个活着的希望，然后他还是有这个动力。力量要继续活着。
He still continues to attend church services every week with my mom.
那他还是每个礼拜的和我的母亲一起去参加教会的聚会。
He still goes to the supermarket to buy groceries and cook.
那他还是一样的去超级市场买菜，然后煮饭。
And he likes to find time to meet his friends.
然后他还是喜欢找时间去见见他的朋友。
Life goes on for him.
所以对他来说，他就是一直的就继续的生活着。
I'm very grateful to the Lord for giving me such a kind and loving dad.
那非常感谢神给我一位这么慈祥这个慈爱的爸爸。
So as the years go by, as the year has gone by, I will treasure him more and more.
所以呢，当这个时间慢慢的过了后，我就越来的越就是觉得我的爸爸是多么的宝贵，真就会更加的珍惜我的父亲。
So I prepared some photos to show everybody.
那我准备了一些照片要和大家分享。
Just to give you an idea.
所以呢，你可以看看一下当时的状况。
Take a look.
可以看一下。
This is baptism.
这是他受洗的时候。
This is his 80th birthday right after the radiation.
所以这个是他八十大寿，就是刚做完这个放射性治疗。
These are his friends.
这是他的朋友。
This is the time when we found out about the cancer on the scope.
那所以这个就是当时发现他有癌症，那做这个影像的时候看到的。所以这是他手术的时候。
This is when I was doing the tube feeding, and this is when he was discharged.
所以呢，这就是当时我在用鼻管喂他食物，然后再来下面是他出院的时候。
And this is his 82nd birthday.
那这是他的八十二岁大寿。
I'd like to share a Bible verse before I end my testimony.
那在结束我的见证之前，我想和大家分享一节经节。
Let's turn to Psalms 23.
那请翻开诗篇第二十三篇。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Do you want to read it? Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
第四节，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
I do feel like my dad has walked through the valley of death.
因为对我来说，我觉得我父亲的确行过死荫的幽谷。
And he has come back to life again.
然后他再次的回来。
Please continue to keep my father in your prayer.
请继续的帮我的父亲代祷。
I'll end my testimony here and may all glory be given unto God.
那在这边结束我今天的见证，愿一切的荣耀都归于天上的神。